And a good Saturday morning to you. Exactly 7:45, which means it's time for a wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack. It's 37 degrees warmer now than it was at this time last week.
Tropical heat wave.
Yes, and we'll take it.
Amen. I wondered what you'd do on a day after Valentine's Day that would be interesting on a dreary winter day. And I thought of, everybody probably has some chocolates around. Most people give a box of candy. It's a big day for candy in the United States. And I thought I would talk a little bit today about pairing wine with chocolate. You know, I remember the first time somebody told me that, I was aghast. I thought, wine and chocolate just won't go together at all. And of course, in my naivety, I had never tried it. Well, I tried it, and I loved the combination. It was just exceptional. Now, a lot of people say that, like me, it just can't be done. Well, sure it can, and it's great pairing opportunities. To start out, keep it sort of simple. And by that I mean, take a wine that's a little sweeter than the chocolate or the chocolate dessert that you're going to have, and little play around a little bit together. Let the wine be a little sweeter than the chocolate. And, of course, there's all kinds of options for that. Late harvest wines from Germany, ice wines from Canada, late harvest wines from the United States are all great with that. Asti Spumante goes very, very well with it, as does Prosecco di Moscato, where the Prosecco is made from Moscato. It's a slightly sweet, and it really is delicious. Moscato grapes happen to be the only grape that when you taste it, that's exactly what it's going to taste like when it's wine. When you taste, for example, Pinot Noir or a Cabernet grape, you're struck by the heavy tannins and the structure and all that, but when you bite into a Moscato grape, that's exactly what the Moscato wine is going to taste like. When you're tasting and pairing a chocolate, you want a similar style and weight. For example, you want with a lighter chocolate, you want a lighter-bodied wine. And the more full-bodied the chocolate is, the more full-bodied the wine. The darker the chocolate, the drier the wine. The lighter the chocolate, obviously, the lighter the wine. And you don't want chocolate to overshadow the wine and the wine's tannins. So when you're having a big red wine like a Zinfandel or something, you really want to have a dark chocolate with it, almost a bittersweet chocolate, because the weight of that chocolate will go with the weight of the wine. If you're going to taste two or three kinds of chocolates with wine, do the same thing you would with wine. Start from the lightest and go to the darkest, or the lightest in body to the fullest in body. And that, you know, that points out what wine should you do with what type of chocolate. Well, white chocolate is more mellow and buttery in flavor, and it's a wonderful candidate for sweeter styles of wine. White chocolate happens to go pretty nicely with sherry. Cream sherry and white chocolate is a marriage made in heaven. And white chocolate also goes very nicely with any ice wine. That ice wine is a wine we've talked about before where it doesn't come every year, but every now and then the grapes are left out and there's a freeze. And the juice inside those grapes freezes the water, and they crush the grape, so they're only getting the concentrated extract, thus the name ice wine. It's harvested when the grapes are after the grapes have received a freeze in the vineyard. And these ice wines are absolutely marvelous just by themselves. But with white chocolate, it really is good. A cream sherry goes very, very well with white chocolate, in my opinion. And so would Moscato d'Asti. Any kind of sparkling wine made from that Moscato grape goes very, very well. And don't forget, white chocolate is kind of different. It's lighter, it's not as full-bodied, etc. So you want something buttery with it. We have a deal right now, ceiling extravagant. Flowers Vineyard is on the coast Sonoma by the ocean. In fact, the vineyard on High Points overlooks the Pacific Ocean. And they have one called Camp Ridge, and it's a buttery, delicious Chardonnay. Right now we have it as a BOGO for, I think it's $99 BOGO, so it costs $50 a bottle. It's very expensive. But you want to try something like that with white chocolate, I'm telling you, you'll go into ecstasy because the flowers is a wonderful, wonderful buttery Chardonnay, rich and flavorful, and the white chocolate with it would be perfect. Milk chocolate is a little harder because it's a light-bodied. A Pinot Noir might be the answer to have with milk chocolate because it's creamier. It has more buttery taste. It's like having a creamy mousse as opposed to a dark chocolate mousse. Riesling would be very, very good with milk chocolate, in my opinion. Or try a sec champagne. That's the sweetest of the champagne. That would be very, very nice with milk chocolate. And you don't want a wine with deep fruit and intense flavor. You want a wine that's easy to like. And so with milk chocolate, you want a lighter, more simple wine. Now, dark chocolate, here is where wines really come into their own. That was my first experience was with a dark chocolate and a Zinfandel. And let me tell you, was that ever an experience? I, as I said, went into this very, very pessimistic. I thought chocolate is going to overpower the wine. The combination would be horrible, blah, blah, blah. It happened to be absolutely a perfect match. In addition to Zinfandel, Syrah is awfully good with that dark chocolate. Dark chocolate, in my opinion, really does call for wine. If you're having a dessert that's dark chocolate, or say it's a chocolate mousse in a dark chocolate cup, that juicy, black, intense flavor of Syrah seemed to just go perfectly with it. And don't forget the bold structure of Cabernet and with a full-bodied wine is also going to go very, very nicely with that dark chocolate. Red wine and dark chocolate, a marriage made in heaven. And you want a rather robust red wine because I think dark chocolate, in my opinion, or bittersweet chocolate that they sometimes call dark chocolate, is a marriage made in heaven. The pairing is just unbelievable how well they go together. I'm still shocked over it, as I was the first time I tried it about 15 or 18 years ago, that chocolate and wine would go well together. But it certainly does. And so these pairings make for an interesting thing. Kind of to recapitulate here, white chocolate, you want a light white. The ice wine would be good, or Moscato d'Asti, or a Riesling on the sweeter end. Milk chocolate, sherry wouldn't be bad, Pinot Noir. Something sparkling wine also would go well with that. And dark chocolate, you want a big, robust red wine. Now, if the chocolate has sea salt in it, you know, salt amps up the flavors. So, you know, I think I'd try chocolate with sea salt, maybe a Madeira. Or a sherry again would be the answer. And chocolate with nuts, well, nuts is a little like cheese. Most nuts go pretty well with all wine. And I think, again, red is better when you're having it. So there's a thing to do on a chilly, cold winter day. Pair wine with chocolate. And to recapitulate again, dark chocolate, dark, intense red wine. Milk chocolate, something lighter. Sparkling wine isn't bad. White chocolate, a creamy, buttery. Chardonnay wouldn't be bad. And again, a sparkling wine, it would be in order there, too. Chocolate and wine, a combination most people don't think about. But believe me, if you do think about it and you try it, I think you're going to find it fascinating and a wonderful thing to try on a dreary, cold day.
I think it's perfect. I've been doing it. I'm doing it for years. And yeah. What is your favorite? Is it a cab? What is your favorite red wine with, let's say, dark chocolate? Your favorite?
Actually, it's Croix Hermitage, which is Syrah from the Rhone Valley. I just love Croix. It's a big, bull-bodied wine. It's 100% Syrah, And it goes very, very well with chocolate. And also, one a no-brainer, Denny, and I know you're a big fan of it, is Zinfandel. A big, bold Zinfandel is really an unbelievable pairing with a dark, bitter chocolate. But you, with a dark, bitter chocolate, you really need one of those real intense chocolates. I shouldn't keep using the word bitter because all chocolate is kind of sweet. But when you have those real dark chocolates, they have sort of a bittersweet taste to me a little bit that I like with big red wine. And Zinfandel in Syrah, whether you get Australian Syrah or Syrah from the Rhone Valley or the Syrah that I mentioned, Croix Hermitage, you've got a nice pairing with that dark, intense chocolate. Mm. And like I say, let's hope that everybody got a Valentine and a box full of chocolate so they can try all these wonderful combinations.
And if they need something to go with it, they can stop by any Haskell's location and tell them exactly what Jack talked about today. They'll help you.
Exactly. They'd be delighted to help you out. And incidentally, if you haven't given your Valentine a present yet, Haskell has a bouquet of roses. Six bottles of rosé wine from all over the world. Delicious wine, excellently chosen by our staff. And the six bottles are $75.99 or $74.99, something along those lines. But what a Valentine. Comes in a box with a big red bow, and I guarantee you that bouquet of roses, or rosés, I should say, is going to be as well received as a dozen of the most beautiful roses that you could give anybody. There's a Haskell's near you where you can pick up these bouquet of roses or pick up ideas on what food to have with, or what wine to have with what food. Just tell them why you're going to fix it and let them do the rest. They love to talk about wines, and they are good at that. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior. There's a Haskell's in Faribault right off of 35. Our Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. It's huge. In downtown Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, Haskell's does deliver.
Excellent, Jack. Let's talk again next week. If you have the time, I hope you do.
I'm going to look forward to that, Denny. Thank you.
Thank you. Jack Farrell from Haskell's is Wine Chat. Yes, again next Saturday morning, 7:45. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO.